Here's Walter Spires with today's Minute for Men.
In the book, I coupled prayer and praise as one evidence of desperate living for Christ because they are so intertwined. But I was led to separate them into two messages to afford each the attention it deserves. The praise part of our worship service is often my favorite. As men, we should be less inhibited and more engaged in this intimate part of worship to honor and esteem the Lord for who He is and what He does. We shout praises to our favorite athletes and teams. Why not the Lord? The great preacher Spurgeon wrote, "The Lord always deserves to be praised for what He is in Himself, for His works of creation and providence, for His goodness toward His creatures, and especially for the transcendent act of redemption." I close this message on praise with the words from the very last verse in the book of Psalms. "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord."
To donate and receive an e-copy of Walter's book, All Men Are Desperate, Whether They Admit It or Not, go to desperatemen.org. That's desperatemen.org.